The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Today, and as I live and breathe, it's Jennifer Horn who has joined
Hi there, Dougie.
Doug Steffen Good Day program to discuss the issues of the day, the events, the things that are going on. In a few minutes, we're going to discuss a continuing focus on the Malaysian plane. Mm-hmm. Are we hypocrites? We being Americans.
Everybody's a little bit of a hypocrite, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So speaking of hypocrisy, yesterday or last night, there was an execution in Arizona. Normally, the executions, firing squad, what, 3 seconds, you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hung, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds, 10 seconds, you're done. What are the other? Electrocution. Usually that takes 30, 40 seconds. You're done.
Right.
Okay. So now, because we continue to want to be humane and be nice to the people who are condemned to death, those on death row, we're doing a great job of killing these people
humanely,
softly,
right?
With the song. I probably shouldn't chuckle about this, but here's the latest story of this condemned murderer. Took him a couple of hours to die, and he was for 90 minutes.
Horrible.
During the execution in Arizona, which has rekindled once again for another day, week, month, however long this debate continues, the focus on capital punishment, and what a joke it is. 55-year-old Joseph Wood, executed, or sort of executed. This thing took so long that his lawyers had time to file an emergency appeal while the execution was going on.
Right. He struggled for an hour and 40 minutes.
The Arizona Supreme Court called an impromptu hearing on the matter and learned of his death during their discussions, snorting, gasping for breath. The lawyers wrote in a legal filing demanding that the court stop, as he was alive at that time. So this is the third time this year here in our country. Excuse me, I think it was one in Ohio. Same kind of thing went on. Oklahoma, same thing. But the guy there, for his benefit, he had a heart attack and died.
Right.
After they stopped his execution.
It's been this year that we've had this trouble, because lethal injection seemed to have worked before. Or is this just because we're hearing about it now?
No, because we can't get a hold of, for whatever the reason, we can't seem to get a hold of the drugs that we use to put our pets to sleep, to put people who are on death row to sleep.
But wasn't it, I mean, really, like in the years past, I mean, we've never heard about this. They've been using lethal injection for how long?
Oh, and decades. Nothing's been around as long as I can remember. As an alternative to, I don't remember when I first learned about how we execute people.
In my lifetime, it was the electric chair and then lethal injection.
Right. Most every state had an electric chair in one of their prisons. It was in Walpole State Prison here in Massachusetts. Whereas in California, where's the big bad penitentiary in California?
Oh, it's the one you know it. It's where Richard Ramirez is. San Quentin,
that's
where he was. Yes.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, the public, you, ought to hold your officials responsible and demand to make this process more transparent. I think it's time to stop it, frankly. Just stop it. It takes so much money. And even the capital punishment discussion is an old one. It's pretty boring. It doesn't get anywhere. It's the same as talking about, I don't know what, gay marriage or abortion, that kind of stuff. It just doesn't go anywhere. We haven't fixed it. We're foolish. We sound foolish. We look foolish. We act foolish when it comes to this. We're the laughing stock of the world, because we're doing things. We're always talking about everybody being so humane here, there, and everywhere, and yet we are, I think, extraordinarily inhumane. Listen, don't get from me that I don't think these people should be punished for the things they've done. I think we are way too weak in the punishment that we meter out for a lot of crimes, if not most crimes. But here, there's a sort of oxymoronic, strange reality to it. Are we hypocrites? Well, let's continue to focus on that. Only this time, we'll talk about U.S. foreign policy and whether we're hypocrites in that department. Ivan Elin will join us in a moment here on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples No. 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to store. Staples.com for details.
This line's boring.
Whoa. Talking super egg.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime.
Wow! I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Quarter after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Thursday, the 24th of July. Jennifer and I now will talk to Ivan Eland, who is a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, director of defense policy studies. He's also worked at the Cato Institute, spent a lot of years working for Congress on national security issues. He was an investigator for the House Foreign Affairs Committee, defense analyst at the Congressional Budget Office. You get the idea. He has written in the Huffington Post, Jennifer, quote, "The Malaysian aircraft shot down was civilian, but like the Lusitania, it was unbelievably traversing a war zone." And so we pick up the conversation there. Ivan, welcome to Good Day.
Well, thanks for having me on, Doug.
It wasn't unusual for planes to be flying over this air corridor, though. So why this plane versus a British Airways plane or a Lufthansa plane or Air France plane?
Well, I'm not suggesting that as Lusitania was, that there was had some military mission, but I think it was just unlucky for this. And it is a tragedy, and our hearts go out to all the you know, the passengers and their relatives. But I think it was, you know, this air corridor should have been closed. It was closed below 32,000 feet, but the authorities in Ukraine and also the international authorities should have closed off this airspace. I think it's a little bit, certainly the Russians deserve some blame for giving a sophisticated system and obviously not enough training to these people, but it's a little bit damning, excessively damning for the Russians, because this is a war zone, regardless of what you think about which side should win the war or what you think about the war, you're flying commercial aircraft through a war zone. And some of the airlines had said, hey, this is a bad idea, so they had rooted around this. But a lot of the airlines rely on the government to do that, to close the airspace, otherwise they'll fly in it, which is probably a bad idea. They probably should be more independent and do more on their own, but they don't. And so, of course, the airlines like to save money by flying the most direct route, but as we can see, it created a tragedy. And I think Russia's probably getting an excessive amount of blame here, because even in the 1980s, with the most sophisticated air defense system in the world, the U.S., accidentally shot down an Iranian airliner and had to pay reparations.
So are we suggesting here that whoever is responsible ought to be paying reparations? If it's the rebels, they don't have any money. The Russians seem to be not clean here, but it doesn't seem, in terms of the investigation to this point, that they were directly involved, so they aren't going to be asked for reparations. But the Dutch, if you look at what's going on there today, with those 40 bodies being brought back and the country in mourning, many people in the Netherlands think that the Russians ought to be paying for all this, and in fact they want to have sanctions. They want to shut down all business connections to the Russians. And as you know, Western Europe depends a lot on petroleum, gas, that sort of thing. The Netherlands especially, supplies of gas that come through the Ukraine that go to places like the Netherlands. The Netherlands says, you know what, we'll find another way of getting our fuel. So in this circumstance, we paid reparations and did the right thing, or did we?
Well, we never really apologized to the Iranian government, since we didn't like the Iranian government. We still don't like the Iranian government. So I think we did the right thing to some extent. But certainly, perhaps there'll be an offer by Putin to do that. I don't know. At this point, he doesn't seem to be taking too much responsibility for it. But I think, you know, certainly that's one way we can solve these crises. It's not going to restore the people's loved ones and that sort of thing, but you know, it is some token to indicate that there was some wrongdoing here. And I think to the extent that Russia trained these people or didn't train them enough to use the system, you know, that they should probably pay something. But on the other hand, in their defense, I mean, a military transport plane and a commercial airliner both fly steady flight patterns. Now, there's supposed to be a squawk box on the commercial airliner that identifies it as commercial, and, yeah, and the number and the tail number and everything. And a military aircraft would have a different call letter. But you don't know if these systems are working or whatever. Like I said, the U.S. had the most sophisticated air defense system in the world, the Aegis, and we still made a mistake. Mistakes do happen, and that's why there's not enough focus on this, that we should close these areas over war zones, because things like this can happen.
Yep. All right, Ivan. Thank you for your expertise and for your explanation of your thoughts. Ivan Eland is a senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute here on the Good Day program, where it's 21 minutes after the hour.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Miss one of the Good Day programs? Grab the podcast at radioamerica.org/pod. Got Good Day. How's that? This is a Good Day program. This is Duran Duran. Crank this up, Michael, will you please? Duran Duran in the news today because they're suing their own fan club.
Uh-oh. That doesn't seem very nice of them, does it?
They have accused the suburban Chicago-based club of breaching contract by not paying the band promised revenue. The Chicago Sun-Times says today, Duran Duran lawsuit names Worldwide Fan Clubs, Inc. as the defendant. The suit was filed in Cook County Court. Says the band entered into a contract 4 years ago allowing them to collect memberships and sell merchandise. Contract stipulates that Duran Duran would get 75% of the profits. So far, they've gotten Skowatsky.
Skowatsky?
Skowatsky. So they're going after them.
So it's a commercial fan club. I didn't realize that there were such things.
Where they make money.
As commercial fan club. Selling memorabilia. That makes sense, though, when you think about it. 25
Actually, probably a good business.
Yeah, I would have thought so. Duran Duran is pretty popular. All right, so let's now focus our attention on some of the fun from the late night shows. Monologue time, starting with Conan O'Brien.
A new investigation found that people are using fake IDs to sign up for Obamacare. Yeah. I'm sorry, but today's teenagers do not know how to party. That is not... That's not what a fake ID is for. Wow, it's so real. Yeah, let's go get flu shot.
Yeah. Another setback for our pal, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. I heard that he recently broke his pinky toe while he was working out. And people are very concerned and had a lot of questions, mainly, how'd you really do it?
And that's, you know...
I tripped on a hooker.
Come on, Rob.
When the doctor told him his toe was broken, Ford looked down and said, I guess I'll just have to take your word for it.
I guess
Ford his doctor wrote a prescription for pain meds, but then the pharmacy said, actually, we get most of our drugs from him. So this usually comes in on Wednesday. So
pranksters, they believe, climbed up to the Brooklyn Bridge, took down American flags, and put up the big white flags. And they don't know who, they don't know why. And I thought, I wish somebody would climb up Donald Trump and replace that thing on his head. They climbed up, and it's not so much that they replaced the flags, but it's a breach of security. And we have to be careful about this kind of thing. It's a breach of security. This is the single biggest breach of security in New York City since a long time ago. Remember that giant ape climbed up the Empire State Building?
This is interesting. Vladimir Putin has signed a new law legalizing gambling in parts of Crimea. Although if you live in Crimea, life's already kind of a gamble. You're short on gambling opportunities.
I didn't find much of that funny.
Okay, the Donald Trump thing was a little amusing for me.
Yeah,
as you can tell.
I watched a little of Jimmy Fallon. Was it, where was I? Last week. So I was in Los Angeles, right? No, I guess it was here. And he had on I know where it was. It was on the plane watching the NBC stuff on American. And he just seems to try too hard. I don't see him. He doesn't feel relaxed to me. He always has sort of the same expression. He's laughing, and it works on me like it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he has people on, and there's not anything genuine like you got with Jay or you got with Johnny. It just doesn't.
There's some magic though, because people seem to love him.
Well, I don't magic. What
about
that?
Jimmy Fallon? I know. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't feel it. They're all, of all of them, frankly, I find Conan to be the most amusing most of the time. There's a switch for you. 28 after the hour and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, why is Senator Elizabeth Warren resonating so much with a populist Democratic base?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Why is freshman Senator Elizabeth Warren resonating so well with the populist Democratic base?
Well, it may turn out to be wrong to just label her left, because what she is, in essence, I think, is a populist. And that populism obviously resonates in places like West Virginia and in Kentucky, where Alison Grimes may very well beat Mitch McConnell. So we're going to have a kind of test case over the next few months, and I don't know the answer yet, about her popularity, her appeal, her capacity to move voters because she's populist.
Well, she represents a post-Clinton and even in some respects a post-Obama kind of politics that is more populist, and it's a populist moment in both parties in the country at large. But there's left populism and there's right populism. Mm-hmm. And the left populism emphasizes issues like income inequality and corporate profits and crony capitalism. And the right populism, you know, there's some overlap there, emphasizes crony capitalism, but a much more emphasis on big government as a threat to middle American mores.
I'm Mark Green, host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Jennifer with King
Love
Judd.
How that sounds.
Yeah, you like that? Queen Jennifer. How would you like to be queen for a day? And an old intro to an old radio and television program, 34 actually after the hour. The discussion here on the Doug Good Day program, by the way, Kenny is healing himself at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Heal thyself, I said to him when he said he didn't feel well, so we can handle it. We can't do it. Nobody can. What's going on? The Arizona inmate that died 2 hours after the start of his execution has a lot of people's brains going into retro gear. A lot of other things going on, but let me just spend a moment, a second or two on that, because I think that what we ought to be doing, instead of just kind of yammering, we get into these conversations and they don't go anywhere. I like to find solutions to problems. And even if we suggest them here and they grow, once in a while there are things that become, that are sort of spurted, growth spurts in ideas. You can have them in your body, you can have them in your brain. The idea of capital punishment and what is rendered by it, nothing good comes of it because it doesn't, it's not a deterrent. Spend millions of dollars of taxpayers' money to go through automatic appeals, and then 19, 20, 21 years after you get to death, maybe you'll get executed. It's nonsense. It's foolish. It doesn't do anything. Stop it. Finish it. Be done with it. All right? So that's my solution
yes,
to that
sir.
Problem. Next problem to solve, what's going on in Israel? The Israelis, matter of fact, I saw something here this morning. Three-quarters of people in Israel are upset because about 70% of the Palestinians who have been killed in the last 2 weeks of Israeli-Hamas fighting are, in fact, or have been, civilians. So there aren't many Israelis in terms of civilian casualties. There haven't been many casualties at all on that side because they're better at protecting themselves than the Palestinians. It's almost like the Palestinians want there to be, or the Hamas people want there. And I don't understand why the Palestinians don't see this, because they're so blinded by their hatred. You realize how insidious this all is? Mm-hmm. Hamas sets this stuff up. They always start it, and then they blame the Israelis for killing so many Palestinians, when in fact, they start it.
They start the war, right.
And they purposely put these military assets they have in schools, in mosques, in public places. So the Israelis, when they're trying to defend themselves or to knock out some of the things that are being used against them, they try to warn people, we're going to go to this place and we're going to get rid of this military hardware and you ought to get out of the way. Well, they either don't get the information or they don't care. And Hamas is happy to have them stand there. Like 600 people have been killed in this thing in the last couple of weeks. So what do? They take this information and try to sway public opinion around the world as to how bad the Israelis
right.
are.
And the pamphlets. I mean, the pamphlets are such a key to this whole thing,
right.
which is,
yeah.
to me, it's so bizarre, I guess because it doesn't happen here so much. But, they just walk around the streets papering with their side of the story. Is that right? I mean, you've been there. Is that what they do?
You're talking about the Israelis?
The Israelis and and Hamas, they all paper things with...
The Israelis more than... The Israelis are handing out information or getting information disseminated. The Palestinians not so much on the other side. They're not sending to the Israelis, look out below, we're going to... They want to get as many Israeli mm-hmm. casualties as they can. The situation is mind-bogglingly simple in a complex world, made more complex for the same reason the Ukrainian situation is difficult. The armaments, the things they have at their disposal that they can buy from the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, is so complex they don't really have a handle on how to use it properly. They just use it.
Yeah,
it's like
no
throwing mud against the wall. No, they just use it. So, anyway, with regard to that, the first private plane that landed at the Ben-Gurion airport after... you remember yesterday we were talking about planes not being allowed in, so there were like 700 flights in and out of Tel Aviv that were canceled yesterday and the
but
day before.
Back now,
and the first private jet to land at the Tel Aviv airport belonged to Michael Bloomberg.
Really?
Mayor Bloomberg tweeted that he had landed last night at Tel Aviv. He went over there to show support for Israel's right to defend itself. And he'll spend some time today.
What is
today.
It that Netanyahu has always said, that famous quote, if Israel put down their guns, there'd be no more Israel. If the Palestinians put down their guns, there'd be no more war. Is that what he always, something like that?
Yeah, something close to that.
And it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, of course it's true. So there are other things going on. There's another airplane that has found a rather dreadful... fate. Algeria,
is I think how I heard
flight
it.
Flight going to Algiers, an MD-80, 50 minutes after takeoff, disappeared, and they've confirmed that sort of. And then there's another, Spain Swift Air airliner, had 110 passengers on board. Apparently, you know, it's the same. You know, all right, so it's not. It's not an Air Algeria flight. It's a Swiss Air flight. I think that's...
Are you talking about the
Swift
the one...
Air, not Swiss Air. I'm looking at this.
Right, yes,
Swift
there you go.
Air, not Swiss Air.
Are you Air talking Air. About the one that crashed near Taiwan yesterday?
No, that was another one.
There was another one.
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh.
48 it's, people.
Right, that's the one that killed 48. But some people walked away from that one. They were on emergency landing when that one crashed.
Yeah, right. All right, so all that sort of thing. Going on in the air around the world.
The Algeria flight that you're talking about had 116 people on board. It went missing after takeoff in Burkina Faso.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? I hate to sound stupid, but where's Burkina
Faso? I don't know, and I don't think most Americans care, honestly. I don't think most Americans care about this sort of thing. It's raw to say that, but I don't think Americans really, if it's not something that affects them, and we hear that all the time.
And that was a Swift Air flight. That was, but it was operated for Air.
That was it. Yeah,
Algeria.
Right.
There you
yeah.
go.
And that's not uncommon for European airlines to run flights for, especially some of the African and the African countries where they don't really have the ability to own and maintain aircraft of their own. So they will hire other airlines. This has been going on for quite a long time. I took a flight once from Cairo to, where was this? It was from Cairo to, I think it was Addis Ababa. It was an Egypt Air 757. And one of the things that was most distressing, the weather was horrible. And I watched these pilots as they got onto the plane, and I wasn't too sure I wanted to be on the plane, actually. One of the most distracting things about that experience, this was probably almost 20 years ago, everybody on the plane smoked. There's no,
oh.
When you get into these, yeah. these countries, like the Middle Eastern countries, they have no rules against smoking, and everybody smokes, so they all smoke on the plane.
And that would be so bizarre for us, you know, after,
God,
I mean, gosh, in my lifetime, we haven't had smoking.
No, but it was just, it was horrible.
I just don't understand. Okay, so this plane, this Air Algeria plane has gone missing. How did these big things just go missing and fall out of the sky without us knowing?
I think that they know where it is. They were tracking it. How does it
they're
have
searching.
A mechanical problem?
Well, they're searching
it's in an area that's
yeah.
a rough. Yeah,
I guess
rough
maybe
area.
The terrain.
Yeah, right. All right, let's spend a minute talking about a billion here, a billion there. The immigration situation, once again, in our country, front and center is Republicans and the White House are far apart when it comes to paying for the immigration situation. Let's see here. The Republicans offered $1.5 billion as compared to the president's $3.7 billion. Why are we spending any money at all is the question that I keep raising.
Because people can't walk across the street in Washington without having a
spending
budget for
money.
It.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, there it is. Thank you. You've answered my question, Jennifer.
It's the only way they can do anything.
No,
you want to have lunch? I'll need a budget for that.
Yeah, but we already have a budget for it.
Yeah,
there's
but we
a
need
big,
more.
We do. We need more money.
Constantly
they're so inefficient.
Adding new line items.
Do a horrible job with what they have now for assets. So we're going to spend more money to have them waste more and come up with no solution. That's really what it is. Here's the story of the doctor who's played a key role in fighting the Ebola outbreak in Sierra Leone. Apparently, he's now infected with the disease itself. The doctor being treated by the French. Doctors Without Borders have been all over this area. Do you realize how they sacrifice? Mm-hmm. You know anything about this organization? Doctors
They give up their lives
borders.
To
they
go
really do.
And just help people. I mean,
yeah.
really special
yep.
people that take part in that program.
Yeah, yeah. I remember going someplace when I was traveling around Africa with some of the people from Doctors Without Borders. It's amazing to see. They just decide, and many of them are Americans, they just decide to give up their practice. Many of them are doctors who have practice. Their family has been raised. They may or may not stay married. But some of them bring their wives with them. Some of them are divorced. But they, at the age of, let's say, 55 or 60, they don't have any more responsibilities. So they give up their practice, and they give their help in groups like Doctors Without Borders. They're either retired doctors or they're at a point in their career they don't really feel like they have anything. They don't have to prove anything anymore. So they're going to really legitimately go and help.
I wonder how the new state of health, like the new state of the health care system will affect this. Because there has got, every time I talk to a doctor of late, and I've been helping, you know, talking to doctors with my dad and that sort of thing, do you think that because people are so disgruntled with the way the healthcare system is now, I had a doctor last night say, that's just a new way of, that's a new face of the healthcare system. Do you think they're going to just say, you know what, I give up, I'm cashing out, and maybe go to programs like this so that they can actually just practice in an altruistic way the way they really want to do it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see what the numbers are like.
All right, by the way, you mentioned your father. Let's have a good thought for Jennifer's father, who's going into, have you hear me talking about him a lot. He and I have been friends for a long time. That's how Jennifer got here, because of her father, Mike. She and her father
in more ways than one.
Digital friends. Yeah. Right, that's true. He's got a heart procedure today.
Yes.
So I'll just hold a good thought for Mike Horn. Just hold that name in your mind, if you will,
through
the course of the day. That'll be cool. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. If you are interested in looking your best today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. You've got bags and puffiness under your eyes and you want to fix that problem. Now, thanks to a product called Genucel, you can fix that problem. You can get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. Tout de suite, as they say en français. It's a natural product, doesn't involve anything other than the results. This is a serum that comes as a result of work being done. Stem cell technology that developed this, came up with a formula. So the bags, the puffiness under your eyes will begin to dissipate the first day you use this product. That's an amazing claim, but so many people say, yep, Genucel, I've been on it for 2 days, and already my husband is amazed at what I can see, writes a lady who has been using Genucel, to the point where her husband started to use it as well. It is good for men and women. It doesn't make any difference. Your skin is still the same, and what creates the puffiness in the bags is something that will be deflated, if you will, in the first 12 hours. Call 800-543-9262. You'll be convinced far beyond how convincing I try to be by telling you about this product. I use it. And it's so refreshing. I guess the word is refreshing. My face feels refreshed when I put this stuff on it. That's what you'll feel. I didn't grasp that word before, but I think that's the word. 800-543-9262. Order Genucel right now, and you'll get a jar of the Esotique Wrinkle Treatment for the rest of your face when you mention Doug Steffen. Genucel works. Esotiques work. This will work for you. 800-543-9262. And what gets a lot of people to call is they have a money-back guarantee on any of these products. If it doesn't work to your satisfaction, you'll get your money back. No questions asked. 800-543-9262 to combat those wrinkles and facial lines around your eyes.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association convention is getting underway in Denver, and pet obesity is a hot topic. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Recent surveys show that pet obesity is on the rise in the United States, and with it, an increase in diabetes, high blood pressure, and other related health conditions. But by working with veterinarians, pet owners can determine an appropriate diet to help their pets achieve and maintain a healthy weight while reducing their risk of disease and injury. This and other animal health topics are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here you get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, sounds good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I
love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
All right, so here's the story from Hayward, Wisconsin today.
Hey!
The Lumberjack World Championships starting today. Bring out the biggest men and women. There are 21 events through the competition, log rolling, pole climbing, a number of other wood-based activities. 100 men and 100 women come together every year. Man, that'd be an interesting thing to see.
I'm sure it would be.
Women working around on that, huh? 12,000 spectators are there for this event. Pretty cool. 51 after on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air for 26 years, delivering quality information.
You don't look a day over 26,
and,
by the way. This
certain
is impossible.
Quality information and entertainment
right.
Around the country and around the world now. DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.com, the technology, CRNDigital.com. You can get us on TuneIn Radio. Now it's pretty cool. GoodDayShow.com. It's all over the place. We're here, there, and everywhere to dispense information, conversation, and advice. That comes around every day at this time when it comes to technology. Shelley Palmer, back after a day off, is going to talk with you in a moment about an office lamp that will let your coworkers know where you are. Not a lava lamp. So
how am I supposed to hide if they know where I am?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Come on.
I know. Everybody's watching you, folks. They're watching you. Stand by for that info here on Good Day.
Wow. GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about GEICO, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
We said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what if your office lamp could tell your coworkers where you are? That's the thinking behind Place Lamp, which syncs with your smartphone to set up geofences that detect how far you are from your lamp. In the office, but not at your desk, the lamp can glow blue. Out of the office on your lunch break, the lamp can glow yellow. Out of the country or on vacation, the lamp can glow red. If you're sitting at your desk, Place Lamp acts like a traditional desk lamp and provides light for your tasks. You can also use the lamp to set up notifications, like changing color when you get an email from your boss, or have it wink pink if a loved one texts you. The Place Lamp is entirely automated, which means you can set it and forget it. Place Lamp isn't available yet. The team is looking into cheaper bulbs than the Philips Hue, but when it goes on sale, it'll shed some light on the connected office. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer, or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile, with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones, with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more, or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
I don't know whether you've heard this or not in terms of technology news. New Apple patent gives more weight to rumors that the next iPhone will be made of indestructible glass. Huh. Apple won a patent for fused glass device housings, a new method of fusing together pieces of glass which could be used to make casings for devices like the iPhone, the iPad, that sort of thing.
You can go underwater then with it, right?
Yeah, all right. Well, there are a lot of, I saw
there's
something.
There's cases that allow you to do it now. So.
Right, yeah. That's a big kind of photography, these underwater researchers.
It's
that
pretty
are,
cool.
Ah, yeah, it is, really. It's very cool. The patent award comes amid rumors that the front panel of the next phone, which may or may not be called the iPhone 6, will be built with a super durable substance known as sapphire glass.
That sounds pretty.
Yeah. There's a blogger that uploaded a YouTube video demonstrating just how unbreakable iPhone's sapphire glass front could be. We all know this. I have an iPad that's cracked. My son has an iPhone that's cracked. You drop them on the ground and they break. So this is it looks like a way for them to get around one of the biggest problems that they have. Makes them more unique. Good luck to them. And if they patent it, other people won't be able to use the same sort of technology. Yesterday I was talking about Facebook and how much money, if you own the stock, it's worth. Somebody sent me an email and said they own Facebook stock and it's worth twice now what it was during the IPO. So you have doubled your money. Congratulations if you bought.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.